mostly played Nintendo games growing
like
up.
Like Switch?
So you I have the Switch now. Yeah, I'm like a huge Zelda fan person.
Bro, Breath of the Wild sucks. I said
What? Oh my god.
I said it.
That is fucking crazy. So Sean, you said that you've met Max before.
Yeah, so
and that he doesn't remember it.
Yeah, so last time I met Max. He had a diaper on. It wasn't a frat party.
Was it like last week?
Yeah. Fuck you, Jersey Strong.
I mean, we advertised to him, so I guess I can't really say much.
and they gave his membership, so.
For free.
Say fuck you, Jersey Strong, right into the camera. I'm going to send it to them. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, and welcome to the MCM podcast number 23. Of course, my name is Max.
And my name is JR.
And I texted JR like an hour and a half ago. Actually, I didn't. I should have texted him like at 6 a.m. I don't get up that early. But I don't think he knew we had a podcast today.
No. No, he sent me a text. He's like, I'm going to pick you up in 5 minutes. And I was like, I texted him, I'm running a little late. And by running a little late, I meant I was still in bed, like asleep. So I had 10 minutes to shower, get dressed,
you
get
still
ready.
Sound like you're waking up.
Yeah,
like, there's like a little crackle in the voice.
Yeah, I'm a little hungover, so.
Ladies probably love that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I saw like a creepy little TikTok. That's why I had to get off TikTok. I feel like a sex offender being 24. Because like I'm on there and there's like fucking 12-year-old girls. They're like, oh my God, I love the voice of like a guy waking up in the morning. And I'm like, dude, you're like 12. And I should be going to jail for just watching this.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of suspicious, man.
No, our last podcast, we talked with Gabby about kind of getting rid of the idea of mustaches along with like creepy van guys.
Yeah, I mean, all you need are like the weird like gold rim glasses and you got the whole look down.
I do. I told you I changed my Tinder pic right to a mustache pic. And it's been a week and a half now. And surprisingly not as much action as I thought.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. But how are you doing, dude?
Me?
No, not you. Just anyone. Yeah.
No, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't know. Not much going on. What am I supposed to mean?
Yeah, no, there's not much going on. I hate talking with you. Let's just get into our guests. So our guests today are from the local but very, very popular restaurant. And they focus on breakfast, but all day food. And I went with my mom one time. It was incredible. Jared, what is it called?
Me Moms.
Why do you say it like that? Like,
I don't know.
You're so unenthusiastic. We have Sean and Cameron from Me Moms here. Guys, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, doing great.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah. No problem. How are you guys doing on this beautiful Sunday morning?
Can't complain. I mean, I'm having my 10 a.m. cider, so.
Yeah,
right? It's never too early to start drinking.
I mean, when you get old, it's pretty hard. Yeah. I'll be honest. It's not like it used to be.
Well, as I've been seeing, it's like as I do get older, like the hangovers feel worse. It's not like wishing you were a freshman in college when you could just go up and do the same thing next day. Now it's kind of like you're having those regrets. You could still do it, but you're just like, should I? My body feels like it should. I can only imagine.
It's over at 30.
Yeah.
Over at 30. Forget about it. You're fucked.
Yeah. Oh, you think
wait,
that's
can I curse
bad?
On this podcast?
Of course, dude. We can curse. I talked about like sexual predators.
Yeah,
in the first,
I was like,
you talked about being one.
So, what were you about to say?
No, I was saying once you're 30, it's over.
Yeah,
like, it goes real downhill.
Jared, can you turn it? Just turn if you want. Can you speak a little closer to the mic?
Yeah.
A little bit. Thanks. I mean, it's like. Nowadays, I don't like my tolerance is so down because I if I go out, especially with COVID going on, you can't go out at really much at all. I think Donovan just had their last hurrah last night. It looked crazy. God bless them, but because I saw a lot.
Yeah,
of
I mean they were getting like the biggest shitstorm of people like freaking out at them because they didn't like care at all. Like as soon as like they opened, it was like maximum capacity, no one wearing masks. So
yeah, it's difficult. I mean. I think DJs probably got a lot of the hate originally this summer, but DJs is DJs.
Dude, I think I've been to DJs once.
Yeah, I've never
and
been
I,
to DJs.
I stepped foot in there, I like looked around, I was like, I'm out. Fuck this.
Fuck. And that's not during COVID times, that's during actual times.
Well, dude, the problem with that wasn't big enough. Like, I feel like you gotta be like a fucking meathead prick to go there.
Dude, trust me, I walk in there and forget like being a girl or anything, I walk in there and I feel unsafe. Like there's times that you see a juiced up Guido, and you know when I go with my friends, who some of them like my other friend has like these guys are on a football team at Kane, I feel pretty safe if shit goes down. But generally, if you're on the dance floor, and a lesso comes on and people are banging against the wall.
I mean, our tans are like way off to go yeah. there. Like, I'm yeah. beyond white.
I am so. JR is more Italian than me, so he gets very yeah dark. He's like that. It's stereotypical, like, yeah, I go to Domino's 3 times a week, kind of Italian guy.
You're talking to the Godfather right
here. I love the facial hair.
It's getting shaved off on December 2nd.
Yeah.
Are you doing No Shave November?
That no, one? I always have a beard, but I shave once a year just to let my face, like, remember what it's like to be a human.
Dude, it looks so great.
I do it in the winter. I don't know okay. why I don't do the fucking
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, but you think that the winters are like the last time you would do it. Because
it fucking hurts. When you shave in the summer and go outside for the first time, it's like 90,000 degrees and you just that blows.
Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
What do you think of mustaches?
If you're watching TikTok, it's not a good it's
a demo a on there is just off, okay? The demo is now an older audience is getting on there.
Is this like a first-time thing that you've done this, or is this like a...
No, I do it periodically. Okay. I do.
Yeah. You started doing it, I feel like, when you were... was last year, like, around Halloween, too, that you were doing...
Well, I did it... I went to DJs with it. I was Gardner Minshew for Halloween. Yeah. Like, and I also from Globo Gym in Dodgeball.
In Dodgeball. You were Ben Stiller's character.
I was Ben Stiller's. Yeah. So I was, like, spurting off shit from the movie. And it was funny. But I showed up, like, at DJs. I was ready for a brawl. I was wearing lacrosse pads, like, acting like I was part of the Globo Gym Dodgeball team. So if anything did go down, I had my advantage there.
Yeah.
But nothing happened.
I mean, apparently mustaches are big in, like, the indie music scene, so I guess you got that going on right yeah. now.
I'll take You're a real indie hipster, Max.
I am.
I didn't want to bring the hipster thing, talk about smoking weed, but, I mean, if you want to go there, it's all you.
All right, let's bring it up. Let's bring the joint. Yeah, yeah. Just some Joe Rogan podcast, get into it. We love that, where it's just,
it's
like...
It's legal.
Well, January 1st, I'm pretty sure.
I don't yeah. think... I think it's decriminalized, though, isn't it? Susie, isn't it decriminalized?
It's decriminalized. Yeah.
Let's go. All right. Let's go. I love this.
Like, I came prepared.
What, it's like, all right, now let's get into politics.
Bro, don't even get me fucking started.
Politics?
You might want to end the podcast.
It's over. Fuck that.
On November 3rd, who did you vote for?
Fucking.
I mean, with our page, we try and stay out of politics.
Yeah. You just fucking asked me who I voted for. Yeah. It's the podcast.
The podcast
dude.
Is separate from the
it's
page.
It's a separate
the same
entity.
Thing.
Dude, if we have a young like audience on the meme page.
Oh, they're going to post that and you're just going to get bashed.
Seriously.
That's
going to
be the clip. Yeah, so before I go into like how obviously COVID has been on you guys, I want to get into the beginnings of MeMoms itself and where the idea came from.
Pretty much just dedicated to my grandmother. We always got breakfast together and she always ate French toast. So, when she passed away, I wanted to do something dedicated to her. And, I had never seen like a French toast type restaurant. You always see like pancakes and stuff like that from like IHOP and Perkins and whatnot. So I said, why the hell not? And I just took a gamble on it. And, here we are.
And how many years has it been?
7.
Wow.
Wall was first. Yeah. Wall was yeah. 7 years ago.
How many locations do you guys have?
Three.
Okay.
Yep. Wall, Middletown, and Brick.
So I live closest to the Middletown location. Like, that's where a lot of the Middletown guys live. But I went to Wall. I don't know why I went to Wall with my mom one day. It was honestly great. I think I posted, like, the kid that was working there, the waiter, he was incredible. I am forgetting his name. I'll put it on the screen right now. Chris? Yeah, Chris was fucking awesome. Does he still work there?
I think.
Like, no, yeah, no, we fired his ass.
he's still there?
Periodically.
No, someone let the bad Yelp review.
Oh, don't get me started on Yelp either.
All right, let's talk about Yelp.
Fuck, yeah, wait, man. Are you guys like the block, stay the fuck home? Is that? I don't think you guys are more family oriented.
Yeah, yeah, like thing. I respect what Tom does, but yeah. We couldn't do that at this stage where we're at.
Yeah.
But I mean, I hear him loud and clear. Like, yeah. We struggle with it all the time.
We wanted him on the podcast. We were going back and forth about it because I have some ideas about, you know, I respect what he did as well. Like, it's a private institution. If you don't like what's going on, fucking leave. It's not a park, okay? The video itself kind of made him look bad. And in the back, no one was really wearing masks, and it didn't look good. So, and they were, like, boasting about it. So I'm like, guys, you know, I like where you're going with this, but... listen, like, they're I feel like it's Elon Musk, where he has, like, the most avid fans ever. And yeah. if you say anything bad, like, people will attack you. So
yeah.
we've gotten attacked for some things I've written about them. before.
About who?
Butcher's Ball.
Butcher's Ball.
Yeah. I mean, you specifically just didn't have a good experience there, so yeah, you hold a grudge.
I didn't have a good experience here. I actually, but class act, I'll say Tommy, he called me on the phone like a few weeks ago, and we spoke for like 30 minutes about it. It was really, he's a class act. I like what they're doing.
Yeah, I think, I mean, personally, I think it's genius, their social media, what they do, because I've gone there as well, and what they portray on their social media is one thing, and then when you go there to have an experience, for the most part, everyone had masks on, being safe, but he's creating a buzz. Like, you go there, it's like going to, like, an event.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's hard to get in. I mean,
right.
You know, it's, is me mom's going to start doing that, where it's like... It's like a month to get in. Like, hey, want to go to Meme Mom's? All right, yeah, we'll go next month.
I wish it was like that, but you know, times are a little different right now for us. So.
That's true. How have you guys adapted to all this COVID times?
We never had DoorDash or any of these delivery services prior, so that was an addition we made. We obviously added it during the worst possible time when they weren't even providing customer service or anything. They just ship you an iPad and you have to set it up yourself. But it's been a good addition, because I think DoorDash people that order on those services, they're not people that are coming and dining in anyway. Yeah. So you kind of branch out and bring in like a new group of customers.
So what exactly is that process like? They just send you an iPad with whatever software?
They basically just, it depends who it is. So DoorDash, they send you a tablet and charge you like a fee to use that tablet, but it runs on its own network. The other ones I think run off Wi-Fi, but the biggest process is basically just creating your menu on there and doing stuff as far as modifications and stuff people can add. And that's just the biggest part of the work, but actually signing up is super, super easy. I mean, they're pulling people in left and right on that.
Well, I'm happy you guys are doing that. We have some friends who who worked for DoorDash.
Full-time DoorDashers.
Now they're not. I'm happy. But they were such pieces of shit. They would be like, dude, I'm kind of hungry. You know, let me take some fries. Food out of here. The worst is that they send me a snap and he'd be like, dude, I forgot a water. I'm kind of thirsty. Take a drink of the soda. And I would write him back. And I was like, dude, this is why I don't do DoorDash. Like, I'll just call. Here's the deal. If you work at a restaurant, you know this. Like, I've worked at, like, ice cream places. You eat the food 24/7. You're sick of it. These fucking DoorDash kids don't work at the place. They're like, yeah, I haven't had Chick-fil-A in, like, a week. Let me fucking eat it. And then, you know, just go to town. But if I work at a pizzeria, I don't want the pizza anymore. I house it 10 times a day all day.
So were they eating the people's food and be like, hey, sorry, I never got that.
They just played it off. They would just take some off the top. It's like, you know, the 70s casinos in Vegas, just like, you know, taking a little off the top. No one would notice. And I mean, none of them's got fired yet.
I mean, I don't think you can get fired, or you can be like rejected from
probably.
DoorDash.
They could probably like put you. Like,
we banned what people.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Can you like tell drivers? Us
you,
like, or?
Yeah, you banned a driver.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we hear any stories on how like, what they did to deserve?
No, because when you order DoorDash, like you send a notification like, "Hey, the food's being prepared," and it takes like 25 minutes. They'll show up in like 3 minutes and be like, "Yo, like, where's the food?" And we're like, "It's 20 minutes out," and they're like, "Well, this is screwing up our day," and they all get into like a hissy fit and. Oh, then they have to sit around, they're screwing this. It's like, all right, man, so fuck off. So you just block them.
Yeah, what the fuck is their problem?
Then they can't come back.
Yeah.
You also have loyal DoorDashers that we've had since, like, the start. That, like, now you're on, like, a first-name basis and, like, you know, not to the point where you're saying, hey, do you want to hang out? But, you know, you see the same people in there every single day picking up the food. So it's good.
That's cool. I never really thought of it like that. That you'd have some sort of – it's not like you actually employ them, but in a way that you kind of do. You know what I mean? You see them all the time, like they're working there. That's cool.
Or you have the one that's like, she's coming in. She fucked up the order last time. Like, God forbid she does something again.
Well, that's probably – I mean, who does that – if the order gets fucked up, I mean, don't they have to, like, come back to you guys? And, I mean, do you lose on the first order?
I think it depends who fucks it up, because – the best thing about it is if there is an issue, everyone has to go through DoorDash. Like,
good.
There's nothing on our end we can really do as far as refunds or anything like that. So they actually have to contact DoorDash. Now they'll call and yell at us.
Yeah.
But they handle everything like that. So if someone were to cancel the order, as long as we don't cancel anything, we get paid. So, I mean, if someone has a bad experience, you know, we'll do whatever we can to, you know, remedy that. But they're still going to have to go through DoorDash to fix anything.
Other than, like, DoorDash and delivery things, I think it's still limited capacity right now. Is it limited capacity inside?
Yeah. Yeah. We're still, we're still at 25% inside. We had outdoor seating for till like end of October. It's but that's kind of, yeah, it's yeah. No one wants to sit outside. Once October hit, no one wanted to sit outside anyway, you know? And once we got indoor dining around that time, basically everyone's like, let's sit inside. But it's not just us. Every restaurant is struggling to hit the numbers, you know, we were doing before. And not only that, people just aren't going out and eating as much. I think how much I go out and eat now, it's like nothing because you don't really want to go anywhere. Like, you can order out, you can order delivery, but, you know, you end up cooking at home more, making meals, you know, friends, family, going to their houses, whatever it is. But eating out hasn't been a thing that people are doing as much, I would say. I
keep hearing rumors about, like, there being, like, another impending lockdown like what we had, you know, really early on in this pandemic. Just because, I mean, even though there's, like, you know, the vaccine and it seems like things are on the upswing, it's, like, in terms of, like, daily cases, it's going up a lot in New Jersey. What do you guys, I mean, do you have any sort of, like, plan going into that? And if, like, you know, they say, like, no more underdining at all for, like, the next month, you know?
I mean, the government better do something for all these businesses that are going to, you know, we've already lost a lot of good people out there. So
many.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's, you know, they better do something because we're going to have to lay people off. They're not going to have jobs. I mean, who knows if they're going to, you know, do that boosted unemployment again, but we go down to a skeleton staff. We work in the restaurants we already are working in the restaurants ourselves, but you know, it's more on a full-time basis of cooking and doing all that stuff. But I don't know. I mean, we have to just wait and see. You said, you know, rumors. We've heard rumors constantly. Yeah, sure. And it's like, you know, it can get in your head and you start thinking, like, trying to make plans for stuff you don't know that's going to happen. Yeah. And, you know, you kind of just got to take it day by day and see what's going to happen. I mean, that's our strategy right now. I don't know. You feel differently, but.
Yeah, I mean, no, I take everything, rumors, as a grain of salt. I mean, they're nothing until it's actually said. So I don't really stress about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we work with Cameron's actually on the board for a restaurant association.
Great.
New Jersey, and he gets, you know, I wouldn't call it inside information, but they try to push for stuff for restaurants, obviously. And if they hear anything, you know, they let us know. So we hear stuff sometimes before it happens. Not all of it has happened. So, you know, like you said, grain of salt, day by day, and just see what happens. Just keep doing what we're doing right now.
I mean, it's all about adapting. I mean, I think, like, the places that unfortunately might have fallen to COVID, they might have been some, you know, older style traditional family restaurants who were not able to go online or, you know, do the DoorDash type of stuff. So I think you guys are being smart about it and doing the best you can.
Yeah.
I've also seen a lot of, like, restaurants that kind of want it out. You use this as a way out.
Okay.
You know, like, hey, like, we've been doing this for 25 years. You know, COVID hit. We're down, like, all right, let's just close up shop. And if anyone ever asks why, it's not like, hey, we were failing. It's COVID fucked you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like there's never any days off with owning a restaurant. You know, there's like everything probably comes up, you know, 24/7.
I mean, the way we've built Me Moms is, you know, we're super involved.
Good.
You know, you have restaurants where, or even just being at Me Moms, I learned this, like, if you say you're the owner, they're like, you're the owner? Like, you're working here? Yeah, that's how you run a restaurant.
That's how you want to see it, right? Right,
exactly. And that's how we've done it. So sometimes we're so involved. Then when we got to three restaurants, it's kind of how do you pull yourself out a little bit
and then
oversee?
Yeah.
But I mean, it still happens. I mean, his phone's blowing up constantly with, you know, this person didn't show up. We were talking about before we got here. This person show up. Can you come in and, you know, cook? Stuff like that. I mean, it happens every day. There's something new, which also adds to, you know, why we're doing this is because it's never the same thing every day. You know, you have a different outlook on what's going to happen. So,
and how did you, do you have plans of expanding or, you know, obviously maybe not right now, but in the future?
Yeah, I think 100%. How COVID has affected us negatively, it's also showed us that we have to do things differently. We have to, you know, if we cut down this, we can save money here. You know, we got DoorDash. We'd have never done that before. So it also showed us things that, you know, we can do differently to be a better business and run a better business. As far as expanding, I mean, we've talked about going out of state for a while. That might be an option.
Cool.
This kind of delayed us as far as kind of looking at those things. So, you know, time will tell. We got to kind of get out of this this situation before we even think about it, because we've got a lot of money to pay back.
Of course. Yeah, I was really surprised about the food was being so good. I went with my mom, and she's
like,
honestly,
I thought
really,
it was going to suck. Like, no, she's
I was really surprised it was good. Yeah, I thought it was going to be disgusting. All right, it's not bagel, guys. I'm kidding. I just always throw shit. I just always throw people under the bus. No, it's a Big Mom thing. It's like, it's really split. People either at Mom with love it or they fucking hate it. But my mom's
the place,
like,
in West End.
Yeah,
it's not. Sorry, bagel guys. I don't like it.
It's
they
just
talk
like,
to us on the Instagram.
You guys,
page sometimes,
you guys put
I'm not a fan.
You guys put home fries on your fucking bacon, pork or leg and cheese. I like hash browns. It can't be, you know, the home fries just fall off. You got it. Just a little note there. Okay. And I'm the connoisseur, the king of this. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just look at me. I'm like 190, 200 pounds.
200 pounds.
Just going up. I was like, it used to be 190. But my mom went, and she's like really picky, picky eater. And she loved it. The thing she liked most is, where I'm on the opposite end, but I should be eating it. You guys put like fruit on the side, made it, you know, pretty balanced. I'm the kind of guy that, you know, miss the fruit, maybe give me more chocolate chip pancakes. Not that I need it, but.
Makes sense. Well, wait, we ate on one of the podcasts. You guys
that
gave
was
us food. And Max was like, yo, what do you want? And I was like, I'm going to get the Stay Fit wrap. And Max was like, all right, shit, I guess I should get that too. Because like, Jared's going to be eating like something healthy on the podcast.
I was like, looking at like the chocolate just stuff and just like,
no,
okay.
I think Susie was messaging you guys and we're like, all right, we're definitely going to send them French toast. And she's like, they want Stay Fit wraps.
Because this asshole. All right, he doesn't gain weight.
Yeah, I was
hey, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, once, like we said, once you hit 30, things change. So yeah, you got
exactly.
So I can look forward to you getting fat as shit at 30. So
no.
Like
you're the one who eats like shit now.
No,
you're
I
the one who's going to get fat as shit when you're 30.
No, because
okay?
I already understand how it is to diet. Okay.
Okay. Our friend
Austin is like a really like tall, skinny, lanky kid. But he just thinks because he's skinny and lanky that he's healthy, yet he's going to die at 30 from, like, cholesterol because he eats takeout, like, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, when he said the guy who
KFC.
Ate the Italian guy who eats Domino's, like, 3 times a week, he was actually talking
that's
about Austin, not me.
That's like, he gets it, like, yeah, the cheesy bread, dips it in, like, every so much. Yeah, we'll go, like, another
yeah.
minute. I
yeah.
see that. Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
It's not
I,
good. Like, not healthy.
It's definitely not healthy. But, of course, you know, I go to the gym a lot, try and keep it down. I can't. I go to Retro, piece of shit gym. I feel like I'm third.
Is that the Monmouth Mall one?
No,
it's
no this Planet. Retro is in West Long Branch.
Max, like
I stood
businesses in New Jersey, they're pieces of shit.
Like, I stood foot in there once, and like again,
not a fan.
Everyone knows like
he got kicked out of Planet Fitness for grunting. So.
I was gonna say, yeah. Do they pull that meter or the thing in there? Oh, the lunk alarm.
The lunk alarm, yeah.
The lunk alarm.
We actually worked out with one of your other guests' brothers. He was personal training us for a while over the summer. Duke's brother, Max.
Really?
Yeah.
He's where does he wear? What gym?
My backyard.
His backyard, yeah.
That's awesome. Duke
last
Duke
time
is
I
so
worked
fun.
Out, okay. I basically almost died, and I haven't worked out since. So
you're just like, fuck it. It's
yeah,
not.
I took like some pre-workout, and I haven't taken that
you
in like 5 years.
Like a stroke.
Literally,
you're almost just like
I was like, yeah, like I said, when you're 30, don't take pre-workout. You don't need it.
Well, it's like crack. I mean, let me just okay. I'm not gonna throw anyone.
It's
out
like crack. He's like, and I've done crack, so I know. Like,
believe me.
I was waiting for the story that was gonna associate pre-workout to crack.
So. I am. I'm getting into it. Okay, and I'm looking at those. Am I gonna regret this? No. But my buddy Oliver in college, he's like, he snorted pre-workout before we went to the gym. He's like, dude, I've done crack and cocaine, and this is way worse. He's like, this is just like this is unnatural and. So to this day, I mean, I don't take pre-workout anymore. I take like,
you're like, BCAAs. I just do steroids instead.
Yeah. Hit up JSS. I'm throwing everyone under the bus here. God damn. We're going to get like so many bad hits from this. I don't care. I mean, that's why like, I usually like talk shit about, we both do. Because if you wrong me, I'm one of those people that I'll forgive someone if they made a mistake. I'm not, I understand everyone's human, but I like keeping things as a chip on my shoulder. I don't know about you guys. That if like someone says something or underestimates us, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of. We're not gonna. We won't name drop anybody. We have a lot of copycats.
That's all we're doing.
Some haters out there.
Say that we'll put their names
on
the
screen. It was like when we had Pliables on, and we just wanted to talk about Fruitables the whole time because fuck them, right? Like.
And Rob from Pliables is another one where he like we were surprised about how much he was like. talking about, and he kind of brought up like some political shit, dude. I was like, dude, I like it, where because you see Pliables is kind of like very like a family oriented place,
more like yeah, like a, well, it's like a girl millennial yeah. type of a place, right? And now. You know, that's like that's yeah. like the demographic, but he's not at all like that.
But he's not, and he's just like an everyday guy like us. So he was kind of just talking about, you know, his personal life and how it's he's always judged by, you know, what he does because he's associated with Pliables, and he at times wishes he wasn't. He just wants to live his life. But he's like, honestly, I'm going to use this as a situation where, you know, I'm not going to be connected to it. So fuck this, fuck this, fuck this. And we were like, no, it was like 8 o'clock at night. We were drinking. We're going to upstate New York.
You
got to
stop right telling people that we do podcasts at night because they get pissed that we have them in the morning. Okay.
Okay. We're up at 7 o'clock. Yeah,
but sometimes Max will talk. Sometimes Max will talk about like we have occasionally we'll have a podcast at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And we'll be like drinking with our like guests or whatever. And everyone is like, he always does it when like we have them in at like, you know, 9 or 10 in the morning. It's like, what the fuck?
That was one fucking time, buddy. You had him on late at night. It's because
No, we did it like 2 or 3 times.
We fuck. Okay, Anthony. Yeah. Okay, Anthony yeah. was a different one.
So, Sean, you said that you've met Max before.
Yeah. So,
and that he doesn't remember it.
Yeah. So last time I met really Max, he had a diaper on. Wasn't a frat party.
Was it like was it like last week?
He was like, oh, I wear diapers every single day. What the fuck are you talking about?
How do you see that?
So we actually, I used to live on Church Street in Long Branch, and we used to go to the beach right north of Seven Presidents.
Okay.
And my sister and your sister are the same age.
Okay.
And they used to play at the beach. Your mom ended up babysitting me and my sister. We'd go to your house. She'd let me watch like whatever movie I wanted. It was awesome.
That's okay. Crazy.
So it was your great babysitter.
And you at the time were you probably just like 1 year, like one or two. Like you were little.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
After I saw your name on the podcast, I was like, man, that name sounds familiar. And I looked it up, and then your mom had popped up. I was like, no way. Like that's crazy.
You can't. Holy shit. That's actually was blowing me away much more than I could have even imagined.
Yeah, I thought it was like, you know, you ran into him like fucked up at a bar or something.
So that might have happened too.
But yeah.
But yeah, your mom used to watch us.
She watches.
Shout out to you, Cindy.
Yeah, Cynthia. She watches these like religiously. She's one of our biggest fans, so I'll make sure she watches the whole thing, of course. But definitely timestamp this for like what probably like 30 minutes in. Holy shit!
Yeah,
that's so. Even Mara too as well was friends with your sister.
Yeah, they went. I mean, they were in the same grade at Shore. Obviously, okay. We're Shore guys. Our relationship started in Mr. Valenti's study hall in the library back in the day playing some PSP, being nerds. But
was Valenti still – why am I like – I'll be honest with you. I hated high school, so it's like
I
tried to like block out a lot of it. But there was some – I'm trying to think of like the tenure people that would still have been there.
The gym teacher, right? Who the hell's the gym teacher?
Oh,
right now?
Williams. Was Nancy Williams there?
Yeah. Legend.
She hated.
Legend.
Not gonna lie. She hated guys.
Who is it? Who is the teacher?
She was there when you were there?
I was actually one of her last people, and I had her for freshman gym class. She failed like so many guys for just dicking around.
Right. If you weren't running around the track or didn't participate, you were screwed.
Exactly. She's like the most winningest field hockey coach in like U.S. history for high school. She's incredible. But all the guys, we would like try to pressure her. We'd be like, because I didn't play a sport in the fall, so I'd be like, yo, like, can we join the field hockey team? And she's like, she does not take that. Because we would do it in gym, and it would be, like, actually pretty fun. I think my sister did play in high school. I'm trying to think what other professors.
I don't know. It's changed so much since we left, man. It's, time legitimately flies by. Like, it seems so long ago. I mean, at this point, it was. How many years is it now? I mean.
Wow. What are we? 32?
Yeah.
So 14 years ago.
You guys are spring chickens. Stop with this old shit, all right?
Bro, yeah. I'm telling you, the hangover's at late. Not spring chickens anymore.
We're gonna. You guys are really chill guys. I could see us at a J-Max or something getting a drink, of course.
J-Max?
You don't like J-Max?
Oh, Johnny Max?
Yeah.
Bro, I think I've been there twice.
Really? They have great music. I was.
Yeah, the music is good.
Yeah?
I live right by Asbury, so.
Yeah, see?
So, they like to, are they like a, I mean, when you hit 30, you're the kind of guys that want to just belly up at the bar at Chili's and get a quesadilla and a shot of tequila and call it a day.
What about Applebee's? Are you guys big Applebee's guys?
Only for half price apps. They still
Yeah. 10 o'clock, baby.
Yeah, actually, after our 10-year high school reunion, we both killed a sampler platter at Applebee's.
At like 11:45 at night. They close at 12. I think they're pissing shit out there.
What do you guys get as far as appetizers, your go-tos at Applebee's?
I don't know what's on their menu.
Not, maybe not Applebee's, no, but we always try the fried pickles. Fried pickle. So, yeah. Have you had fried pickle?
I've not.
Have you? Buffalo Wild Wings makes the best fried pickle.
Yeah.
I've never had that, but next time I go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Chain speaking restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you own a restaurant, though, you end up being like super critical of like everything. So like,
so if
you go to dinner with him, you'll just watch him like watching everybody. Like see what this
serving. Taking notes.
Yeah.
So yeah, how do you feel about Buffalo Wild Wings service? Because like every time I go there, I feel like I'm miserable.
I normally just sit at the bar. Yeah. So
that's probably the right way to do it. Because we normally go with like a large group of people. So we don't sit at the bar, we sit at a table. And like,
I mean,
one
you can't
time,
sit bars now, though. Which is,
yeah. That's also true. But I mean, yeah, like before this, like, we went one time and I got my food like an hour after everyone else. I was like, fuck this place. Like, this sucks. Like,
their food
I never want to go here again. Like, yeah.
Well, you got to get a lot, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You can't go there on a date. It's not going to end well.
Chili's food fucking sucks now, too.
I feel like their food is so salty.
I feel like when I was younger, I didn't mind going there. And Applebee's, now it's like, I don't want to go there.
Applebee's is better.
What?
Remember that a song? I mean, no. I don't know. We were younger. You guys probably were like...
You got to sing
what
it.
What was it? Yeah.
Eight. Max is probably in a diaper. That's probably his house.
It was like that. What was the fucking... Chili's, baby back ribs.
Yeah, that was
barbecue
it.
Barbecue sauce.
You don't remember that?
No.
I don't think so.
Or the fucking... Or
the Quiznos?
Yeah.
The fucking Quiznos song?
No.
The baby back ribs song, I do remember.
You don't remember the Quiznos song?
No.
Quiznos song, they were so good for... You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it was a fucking rat. It was a fucking rat. They had a fucking rat as a goddamn fucking spokesperson. A fucking rat. Like, what the fuck?
Brilliant marketing.
Ratatouille.
That was before Ratatouille.
Yeah, it was a long time
before. Ratatouille.
I mean, so when going to Monmouth, the Applebee's right in Tinton Falls was like Monmouth Central. Me and my friends would go at least 3 or 4 nights a week, and we'd be like regulars. They'd walk out the red carpet to us. Like, you know, we'd know waiters on a first-name basis. Unfortunately, there's not – some of those guys were a little bit iffy. I don't know why. I added a few of them on Snap.
But how like many of them had mustaches? That's what I'm
a like. Few of them. Yeah. There's this one rapper. His name was Big Earl, and people watching will know. Big Earl, he was like a rapper on YouTube, and you'd always walk over the table. First off, before he asked your order, he'd ask you to sub to his YouTube channel. And he was like, follow Big Earl. I got this new song, Big Sexy, coming out. And it was just like this creepy old dude. I don't know what happened. He doesn't work there anymore.
Well, I got fired for soliciting his customers too often. Not again.
Yeah, it was definitely. I would just go there so much, but my buddy thinks like we have this contest where, and it's easy. They're not big. The apps when you get, especially get half apps. But I always get the wings there, boneless, of course. I don't like doing traditional. It's just too much.
I don't get that. Like, too much like boneless wings better. It's too much. I like bone in wings.
It's
better.
Because you don't have a beard or a mustache.
Thank you.
It gets stuck in the stash or the beard.
The good thing about that, sense. Ron Swanson said, Parks and Rec said he could just eat steak when it falls out and it falls into his mouth after it's in his
mouth. Bro, try having hot chocolate with fucking marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. Worst. I can imagine. That's terrible.
I did it last night. It sucked.
Yeah, you're probably just, you have to use like a funnel.
You
to
do.
Put in your mouth.
It's so dumb. It's awful.
Have you run into any of these problems of eating things with a mustache?
No, I usually like don't go out to public places with this.
Your stash is a little short, though.
I'll be honest. I fucked it up. But it's Movember for support for prostate cancer and men's health awareness. So of course I donated. I'm here for the cause. But at
you
first,
donate your mustache?
Yeah. No. I shave it off.
That's right. For people like me who can't grow them, that's what it's really for.
And we
so
just put super
December
glue on
gonna
his
be
face.
Wearing that stash.
Exactly.
Yeah, just put super glue on his face and just give him like. Like a Fu Manchu. I'll do that.
So I'm saying when he shaves, he should do the Fu Manchu just for like a day.
The fuck is that?
You gotta just have this going down right here.
It is. Yeah. And it's like there's nothing under here, but literally it's.
It's like the handlebars.
Yeah, but.
But straight down.
Straight down.
But still the stash.
If you. Here's the deal. I would love if. Can you post that? Or just even send us a picture, because I'll throw that on the story.
If you really want me to do it,
yeah,
I'll shave my face fucking four different ways and send you four different photos.
Well, that's why I usually do mustaches, because I'll have a big beard and I'll show you a picture. I was like going for like the breaking Amish look, like about a month ago. Like, and Jarrah saw. I sent it to the guys where I was like, "Who would you rather date, your sister?" And I sent him a picture with the beard going out to here,
I've done that.
or the like right here, like the mustache. Most people pick the beard, so they like the Amish look.
Yeah.
But yeah, just going out to here. But the good thing is, I have to wear a mask at work, so that's like the best excuse to have a beard or something. Because if I didn't have it, I probably couldn't go around doing what I do with this.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't be successful. Unfortunately, I'd probably get fired.
You'd be like, somebody comes in to buy an apartment and they see that mustache, you'd be like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure about that. Maybe
this is go down. There's like
three other places down the street. I think I'm gonna try them first.
This is in the police station. What are you doing here, buddy? No, I mean, it's just it's a fun. I love rocking. And for November, if anyone asks, it's Movember. Do you fucking hate prostate cancer, dude? Are you like not supporting it? Are you piece of shit?
So yeah, I'm supporting prostate cancer.
No, you're not. Yeah, yeah, well, you're not supporting it.
Fuck men and their prostates.
If you hate mustaches, so you're a piece of shit.
I still don't understand what this is. Like, you just like,
it's basically, yeah, you don't shave in
you're raising
November
awareness.
To raise awareness. Awareness. It's like pink for breast cancer.
Yeah, but you don't shave anything. You just don't shave the stash.
No, you shave nothing at all.
Yeah, so like this this is whatever fucking is.
But I guess that's also you're sporting like no shave November, but not Movember is the mustache.
Yeah, you're just supposed to have a mustache.
That's what's getting at. So it's just a mustache.
Yeah, just a mustache.
Just a mustache.
Yeah. It's so just, you're not you hate men and prostate. You love prostate.
Bro,
cancer.
If I did it, I'd drive a pickup truck, so I'd be with you at the whole fucking down. TikTok.
We're going down to brick.
Going down to brick.
I'm throwing brick as a brick ducky. No, I love bricks. I love brick. There's just some parts of it that
just
are like
talking
a ducky.
Shit about towns now.
Let's go from Max this. Is talking shit about everybody today. It's great.
That's the only you guys did that bracket of the towns. Did that cause controversy where people just talking shit against each other? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think the winner, it was between Red Bank and Asbury, which is just like very heavily populated places. It like a place like Monmouth Beach. Where
we actually
from.
Made it pretty far. Monmouth Beach made it pretty far.
But it's just not gonna, it's not going to win because we have 3,000 people in our town versus like Long Branch has 50,000.
Yeah,
Long Branch got smacked.
Fuck Long Branch, man. Like Long Branch sucks.
Yeah, but I knew it was going to be one of like the bigger, like metropolitan little cities, like a Red Bank or a Freehold, possibly something like that. But there was a lot of controversy, and that did pretty good.
Yeah. The biggest thing where we ever had people like going at each other was when we just started a feud with New Hampshire for no reason.
New Hampshire meme.
Like there's a New Hampshire memes page. It's like a big, pretty big page. And we were just like, fuck it, we're going to like start talking shit about New Hampshire memes and see what happens.
About a fucking state.
Yeah, we're going after an entire state, because like basically one of the jokes is that like our page as a county had more followers than the entire state page.
But also, New Hampshire's like has only like 700,000 people or less. It has
Monmouth County has like 600,000 people in it, so it was like it didn't really matter. But at the end of the day, like we had people come, the people from New Hampshire like messaging us and like commenting. Like they thought it was like we were actually calling them out. Like they thought that they were like saying really like... They were getting into it.
What about our favorite one?
Oh, yeah. This one guy was like, New Jersey smells like shit.
New Jersey smells like shit. And before we say it, I call up JR and I send the message, but I call up JR. I'm like, I want to see his reaction. I'm like, I FaceTime. I'm like, JR, check the DMs. So he wrote to us, New Jersey smells like shit. I wrote back to him. I was like, you probably smell like shit. And I looked on his page and he was like 11-year-old.
He's like 12 years old, yeah.
Really? And I wrote back and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't actually mean. Like I legitimately,
but we like talked to him like on and off. Like he's like keeps mess. He always messages our.
He's gonna be on the podcast next week.
Yeah, exactly. He's coming down 7-hour drive to come on the podcast.
Just some like random 11-year-old. I can't.
Max sent him a picture with his mustache and he's on his way.
Yeah, Chris Hansen gives me a call. Hey, are you?
I will say though. Max doesn't think so, but I think that New Hampshire won that like feud. Like they got, even though less followers, like the amount of people that they had commenting on our shit, the amount of people that they had like liking the New Hampshire memes posts and sharing it and shit, like the New Hampshire definitely has, they're definitely very patriotic about their state. So
I mean, that's good for you guys, that you're creating a little publicity.
Oh, yeah, we had people from New Hampshire following us for no reason, like, but, you know, they
did. Next one is PA that we're going to do.
Well, that'll be easy. Pennsylvania sucks.
We have, like, I have a bunch of memes, like, set up for that. Just basically, it's the same thing, like, PA versus New Hampshire, like, the fuck do you do in PA other than maybe ski on the weekend?
Yeah, people, we all our memes were basically like the things to do in New Jersey versus things to do in New Hampshire. It was like people farming and shit. I think, you know,
if you want to start a real rivalry, you can go after my coastal Carolina, South Carolina. They hate people from up north.
They do.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, like, yeah. Tag South Carolina. Like, yeah. Fuck South Carolina. Like,
let's
yeah.
go after.
Yeah, just go
actually,
after them.
I actually like South Carolina. So
do I. I mean, I love it, but.
Me personally, like, I used to, like, have my family had a house in New Hampshire, so I loved New Hampshire. I was like, feel bad making, like, these memes about New Hampshire. Like, but.
Well, you like USC, another big school. I know so many kids who went there. And a lot of them actually get arrested because I feel like the cops down there, they see like a person with like a New York, New Jersey ID, and they're like, yeah, let's go out. Let's give them a harder thing.
That's the thing, yeah.
You know, they're coming down here.
Fucking Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I never was called that until I went to school there. I was like, what
the hell is going on? Not gonna lie, I really want to do a whole podcast, and I'm really gonna run this by JR, but like just in different.
I'm gonna run this by JR.
Right now.
He's gonna forget about it. Just like he forgot about the podcast today.
I just want to do a whole podcast in different accents. I feel like I want to pick like a really bad. What? This, do you have a good accent?
Yeah, he's
me?
He has a lot. He has a lot of characters he can play.
Ooh.
What do you want to hear? I mean,
Yoda.
He has a good Southern accent.
Let's hear the Southern accent.
The Southern one?
It's hard to like put you on like right.
Oh, you're putting
here.
You on the spot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I got to be like somewhat intoxicated.
How about at some point during the rest of the podcast, you just pop on in that voice. And we
it's
won't
like,
expect.
So what do you think about F-150s? It's like, well, they're pretty good trucks. You know, they fit a lot of stuff in the bag.
That's pretty good.
My sister went to Kentucky, so like I'm infatuated by the country. But also, we do like a really bad British accent where we.
British
is hard.
Well, there's this meme, and it's like Patrick from SpongeBob with like really bad teeth, and it's supposed to be like because British people have bad teeth, and it's like
wow.
And it was like, and it was, and basically it says. Boy, at least I don't get shot while doing maths in school. Like, it's, like, it quite sad, isn't it?
Quite
like,
sad. Like that. I just love, like, the notion of the school.
Or it's like, how'd you know I was British? And it's, like, Patrick with fucked up teeth and shit like that.
That was, a hybrid of, like, British and fucking...
I think you did Australian there, too.
Yeah. But that's
quite
the point.
It's supposed to be bad, yeah. I'm not actually trying.
So we're going to do an entire podcast where we're just going to, like, pick what we want. We can go in and out. I also want to do like a full one doing like the Alex Jones.
Who?
Where he is Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
Who?
From Alex. He's been on the Joe Rogan podcast where he's like
a really, really right wing conspiracy theorist guy. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and
that's what he does.
He's one of his biggest things.
He's kind of crazy.
One of his biggest things. Like he's predicted a lot of shit, but one of his biggest downfalls was saying, and I don't know if it was out of context, but he said Sandy Hook shooting didn't happen. He thought it was a hoax. And he just talks like, how does he talk? Where he's like, one of his things he said, he's like,
I'm gonna be honest, I'm kind of retarded.
Like, that's how he talks.
I'm kind of retarded. He's like, Joe Rogan, he's like, you gotta understand me, all right? He's like, the U.S. government, they're turning all the frogs gay, all right? Trust me, like, you gotta see all the pigeons, you don't see them for an hour, the government takes them in, puts cameras in them.
And that's exactly what he sounds like.
It actually is. That was actually not bad, but he's like a very raspy voice, but it's like, I watched Joe Rogan, he had him on a few weeks ago, and for 3 hours, just this guy is spitting. It's either, like, the craziest shit of all time, or, you know, you're like, okay, well, let me think. And some things, like, he's talked about on the podcast 5 years ago came true. Like, whether he talked about, like the Epstein shit, and you're just like, okay, what does this fucking guy know? I think he's banned off Twitter.
He got banned off of everything.
Yeah,
well,
he
Milo
did.
Was a fucking ass.
Yeah, Milo got banned,
but, like,
too.
No, but, like, Alex Jones got banned on YouTube, on Twitter, on every single platform that he was on.
And Joe Rogan's always scared to have him on. Like, he'll just jump over Joe Rogan where he's like, okay, Alex, okay, like, let's just get back into this. And especially there's other guests on, too, like Eddie Bravo. How are you guys liking this podcast? You said you do podcasting yourself?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah,
yes.
How are we doing a good job? Or
pretty fucking
suck?
Horrible.
Pretty fucking terrible.
No, it's good. I mean, you gotta have... The main reason I do it, and I'm sure Cameron would say the same, is, like, we just do it to talk about stuff we normally would talk about, or just, you know, just as a far, an outlet to just have fun. And
yeah,
so we have it's called Why Am I a Nerd. If you want to, you can do all the at Why Am I a Nerd on Facebook and yada yada.
I gotta do that.
Yeah, that's your line.
It's just Why Am I a Nerd? What is it? Instagram Why Am I a Nerd Official, Facebook.com/ Why Am I a Nerd.
We'll throw all the links
in the description. I do a sports podcast with one of our counterparts, Matt, the golden voice of podcasting. And then
he's a sexy voice.
Yes, he does.
It's like real deep.
It's
like,
real. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
People like that.
I love that.
It's not just
throw
it's
the
just
bill. It's not throw the Max bill. Like, I can't do a deep voice unless I have a southern twang to it.
I did not have sex with that woman.
No, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, it's a great voice for podcasting. And then,
I need to hear it.
Cameron does a comic book podcast. He'd be in the right place to do it here.
Yeah, this is fun.
And then a video game podcast as well. So there's Yo What Up Comics and Alphabet of Gold. So
favorite video game of all time? Do you have one? I know it's hard, but do you have one?
I mean, I'm a big Last of Us Part 1 fan. I think the second one was crap.
Yeah, I feel like everybody who plays... I've never owned a PlayStation, so I personally never played The Last of Us.
So you're like a Halo boy?
No, not really. I'm more of a Nintendo guy.
I'm more of
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm more of a COD
guy. I used to just talk mad shit to
people. I'm more of a COD ghost guy, but, you know, only
COD,
good ones.
COD Modern Warfare, the first one that came out.
Yeah,
you know, we used to talk so much shit on there.
On COD, you talk shit
on there. I was going to say,
COD 4 was a good game.
Online. Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't get banned from that show.
Well, that's why the new Modern Warfare is fun, because for the first time ever... You, like, those lobbies where you're just talking shit and screaming at people, like, came back. I don't know why, but, like,
Well, you know why? Because the people like us who did it as a kid, coronavirus happened, we're all home.
Yeah, playing. But also, it's cross-platform, so it's like, you know...
agree on that. That's bullshit.
What?
The cross-platform thing with PC? Come on, you got a fucking mouse. You're going,
I know,
like, 3,000
I'm playing on PC, too.
Are you really?
Yeah, no, I know. Well, you don't have to play with people on cross-platform if you don't want to. It is an unfair advantage, absolutely.
I'm like the one guy.
But I suck, so it's fine.
I play PC, but I plug my controller in.
I don't know why. Like, it makes me
I use the keyboard and mouse. So I actually went back into. You were a Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah,
I went back into that.
Had you played it on PC?
PC right now.
Was it like a pain in the ass for you? I tried playing it on Steam
months
ago.
Really? No.
And I had to download a fucking mod to actually get it to run and save my... kept deleting my game.
Really?
Yeah, it kept...
No, I just downloaded it right on Steam. You have a laptop or...
Desktop.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, my was...
I don't know. Maybe they fixed it. But yeah, no, mostly played Nintendo games growing
up. Like Switch?
So I have the Switch now. Yeah, I'm like a huge Zelda fan.
Bro, Breath of the Wild sucks. I said it.
What? Oh my god.
I said it.
That is fucking crazy.
He sucks at all.
How dare
so
you?
Hard. He sucks it all so hard. Thank you. Go at him.
That game is fucking...
Why?
Thank you.
Bro,
thank you.
The breaking of the weapon system is the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
Is that the only reason it sucks?
It's so dumb. Yeah, it is, and it's fucking stupid.
Well,
and why? The fact that you have to fucking... It took me fucking, 4 hours just to get to a fucking horse. Are you fucking kidding? Because I couldn't get the game stupid.
All you have to do is go up behind it and hit A a bunch of times.
Fuck that. Let's be honest for a second. So they put you all the way on the right side of the map, in the middle of the right side of the map, the four fucking... temples in the top, the bottom, the far left top, the far left bottom. You know how fucking long it takes to walk there? A long fucking time. Stupid.
But you're not supposed to walk. You're supposed to ride your horse.
Yeah, because then
but
you go on the fucking
horse. There's horses right as soon as you jump off.
Then you go on the fucking horse, you go on the stupid whatever the fuck it is, and then it's like, oh, beep, beep, beep. Oh, let me go fucking go in this stupid little mind temple thing. Go get a sword. Oh, great, I got this fucking cool-ass sword. Swing it twice. It breaks. There's 45 minutes of my fucking life. Stupid game.
So can we just say the game sucks?
He also doesn't like Red Dead Redemption.
That's you don't like Red Dead Redemption?
The second one blows too.
I never played
I've only played the first.
I don't like Rockstar games in general, to be honest.
Their mechanics are kind of fucking weird.
GTA.
Same thing with Bethesda.
Six is good. Bethesda's mechanics are fucking whacked.
Yeah. New Vegas is the only Fallout I like.
Flies across the room.
Yeah. Me personally, I like Breath of the Wild because it's not supposed to be like playing a story. Like, you're just supposed to be exploring, and that's why I liked it so much. But I get the weapon breaking system was a little much.
He likes to stick to the story, beat the game.
Yeah, well, there's not that much story in Breath of the Wild. That's the thing. It's more of
going
around.
You collect like nuts.
Yeah, the seeds.
and all you get after you collect them all is a piece of shit.
But didn't
you actually get a piece of shit?
Well, I never. I mean, the only point of collecting them is to expand your inventory slots.
You have to get the 1,000 seeds, whatever it is.
Did you actually do that?
No, fuck no.
Yeah, no, I didn't either.
But you get that. Shit. Like, yeah. Why would you want to collect 1,000 to hand them in to get a piece of dog shit? Or it's like a shit
seed. Me personally, I'm not a completionist, so I don't give a shit about that stuff.
Fair enough.
It's a dog shit game.
It's not a dog shit game. It's crazy.
Might as well play Goat Simulator.
Truck Simulator? What do you think about
you ever played Mass Effect?
Yeah, the first one's terrible.
What is wrong with you?
the buggy shit.
Okay, but when did you play it? Did you play it recently or when it came out?
Yeah, it's buggy.
World.
It's, no, the buggy shit. Like when you have to go on the fucking planet.
But you can play Fallout and not be mad about the bugs.
Not bugs. Like when you go onto the planet, you have the stupid little dune buggy and you have to collect the fucking resources. Oh,
yeah,
the Mako.
Yeah, that thing is retarded. Yeah, but what about two and three, though?
Two's good. Three is just like whatever. They're coming after me because I'm fucking talking shit.
You hate Breath of the Wild and Mass Effect.
Yep.
It's over. They're coming.
What, do you have a favorite? Do you guys have a favorite superhero?
Yeah, fucking Batman. Oh god.
Why did you? Oh, we can agree on something. At least we can agree on something. Batman. He likes Captain America. He's the worst. All right, it's terrible.
He is the best superhero movie trilogy of all time.
No, he doesn't. The Dark Knight trilogy is
not the Dark Knight. It's not the Dark Knight. The Dark Knight itself, fucking amazing movie. It's in top three for me. Dark Knight Rises fucking sucks.
Doesn't suck.
Dark Knight or Batman Begins, I don't care about.
Bro, the first Captain America movie was boring.
Everyone loves War 2. It's America's. It's everyone's favorite war. Okay, it was a good movie.
No, it wasn't.
Nah. Cap 2. It's a pretty shitty movie.
There's fucking lasers
movies.
In World War 2. Makes no fucking sense.
Thank you.
It's Hydra, fucker. They have advanced weaponry.
Okay. I'll give you. Winter Soldier was pretty good.
Winter Soldier's the only good one.
Like a 1970s spy espionage movie.
Are you talking Civil War? It's not even.
No, but that's the thing. It's just the Avengers 3.
Don't call it Avengers 2.5. Don't call it.
It is. It's not. It doesn't follow the book.
It's not a Cap movie. It's not a Cap movie.
Okay, obviously not every Marvel movie follows Civil War like the comics.
So you
just said
a trilogy is better than a trilogy that actually exists, but you don't have a trilogy to talk about. You don't have a third movie.
It is. Cap 3 is Civil War. It's a movie adaptation.
Now, here's my argument with him is that...
He throws a fucking shield.
Yeah. Here's my argument.
And Batman has a utility belt.
Yeah.
That's it.
But he has no powers. He's just a human being.
He's a rich guy.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm walking out of this podcast.
Now, what I really want to know, because like, this is the one thing that me versus, it's basically just me versus all of my friends, because nobody agrees with me. Who's the best Spider-Man?
They all suck.
Oh, all right. Well,
if you listen to this podcast, Matt is a huge Spider-Man fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, are you talking character-wise? Like actor?
The actor.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, he's the best. It's not even close.
Tom Holland is two for me.
And the reason I don't like Tom Holland isn't because
he fits
of
a character
the
acting. He kind of looks like you.
What? Wait, Tom Holland looks like me? I don't think so.
I
mean, personally, I don't think so. I don't like Tom Holland just because I don't like the writing. Like, I think he's Iron Man Jr.
Yeah,
that's what it is, and it's like stupid. Like it doesn't have any of the motivations of Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's weak.
Yeah.
I don't care about Uncle Ben dying 20 times.
It's not about Uncle Ben dying. It's that
Uncle Ben. I don't want to see an old man die. I'm like you, okay?
Listen, buddy. The only reason you're saying this is because you suck off Marvel harder than anyone else.
You're a Marvel fanboy?
Yeah, he is. Oof. The biggest Marvel fanboy I've ever met.
I'm sorry that they made.
But
like,
you
the
only
most
like the
money.
Movies. Do you know the comics? Or you just
no,
read
of
the
course
movies?
No. I know the comics. I don't read
you,
any.
You
of
never
them.
Read any of them.
So you don't read any of the comics.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like Marvel.
He's like, yeah, I know what I've like read online. Like,
Wikipedia page.
Well, yeah. DC has just never lived up.
DC's
to
comics
anything,
are
anything
no,
in terms
wrong.
Of movies.
DC comics are way
no,
better.
Saying,
than
no, in movies. Yes. In movies,
they're, I'll give you that. Their movies are hard. I'll give that. DC,
Batman v Superman.
Terrible.
Batman Superman. But hold on. I have to remember something.
Suicide Squad sucks.
Batman's terrible too. But Marvel makes bubblegum movies.
Yeah.
For the masses, so they could make
billions of dollars. Yes, it's bubblegum action flicks.
Yeah.
It's, okay. We can write that. We can write the next fucking Marvel storyline right now and fucking probably make millions of dollars.
That's Cap.
On it.
That is so major Cap.
As a fucking 90-year-old old guy?
Listen, I'm not going to disrespect Spoiler. Stan Lee and what he did to make
yeah,
the best superhero 10-year span of all time. And guess what? Robert Downey Jr. started this. Iron Man, I'm going to say, is in the top five best superhero movies.
No.
You're out of your mind. Wait, Iron Man 1?
1.
Yeah. It is the best of the three Iron Man movies.
It is,
yeah.
Of course.
It is. But for some reason, people like the second one a lot.
The second one's terrible.
The second one's the worst.
It's the worst one.
The third one's bad.
No, the third one is entertaining. No, third one is entertaining.
I think the second one's the worst, personally.
No, what? It's second one's the worst. Second one's the worst rated.
It's just,
I don't think so.
The story sucks.
It is, I'm telling
you. Rotten Tomato, this just became a fucking like comic book.
Pull it up, Jamie.
Pull your fucking Rotten Tomato thing. I don't think it is. I think Iron Man
Rotten Tomato score?
Yeah, I am. Let me
see. Iron Man 2 is the worst reviewed one. I know
it has to be.
I don't think I've
actually Iron Man 2, 72%.
Yeah.
From critics? Really?
Yes, from the Tomato Meter. Okay.
That's crazy. Iron that movie Man sucks.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised. Iron Man 3. So remember, 71, 72.
Wait, what was 71?
The Rotten Tomato score.
The first one?
79, Iron Man 3. Wow. Thank you. Okay, I should have put $5
on that. What was the first one?
Iron Man 2 had 71%.
Yeah. What did Iron Man 1 have?
Probably check in the 90s.
Yeah, it's in the 90s, dude.
It is?
Yeah. It has to be.
Because even if people didn't love it, like, they gave it a positive review. It was a good, and it came out the same year as The Dark Knight, so it had a lot of competition, but...
It's really hard to spell Iron Man wrong.
Idiot.
It came out the same time as The Dark Knight, did?
Same year, 2008. Yeah.
That was like Robert Downey Jr.'s comeback after they found him in Vegas with like blow and a hooker in his car.
Yeah.
And then
For me, it's like my favorite superhero movies are probably The Dark Knight, Logan, and then Spider-Man 2. Those are my favorite superhero movies.
Logan's a good one.
Yeah, Logan was really. We saw it together.
But I'm big on like we the original, together the original well, Tim so. Burton Batman movies.
Are you, yeah, I got that. Wait, are you guys good like big like you know movie like premiere the night before Mom with Mole Guys?
Well, they don't really do it anymore. So
well, I know, but yeah.
No, we would go and like we'd always catch a movie together.
We would do that so much. 94% Iron Man.
Yeah, really? For the Tim Burton stuff, I liked the first Tim Burton movie a lot. I didn't like
the second one, The Christmas Returns.
What?
The second one, the Christmas movie. Batman Returns is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I didn't like Batman Returns that much.
Personally. Really?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it. I don't know. I liked... Then again, I also don't like that like Tim Burton's Batman just fucking like straps bombs to people and pushes them in a sewer.
He was supposed to do Batman Forever, and for some reason he backed out of it. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, maybe he saw the script and he was like, damn, this shit sucks.
Which one had Clooney in it?
Batman and Robin.
Robin, yeah.
Okay.
Give your Clooney take.
I actually think Clooney is a good Bruce Wayne, but I think he's a terrible Batman.
So what do you think about Christian Bale?
I think he was a weird choice. I think fucking what's his face is a weird choice. Twilight's a weird choice.
Yeah. Pattinson.
But the movie looks kind of good though. The trailer looks pretty solid.
But before I still think that he's Terry McGinnis.
You guys might have to title this Me Moms and Batman.
I still think that he's Terry McGinnis. I'm not a believer that he's playing Bruce Wayne.
I know. I'm excited for Pattinson to see what he's going to do. I think he's a good actor.
Did you see the Lighthouse movie?
Yeah,
you saw that. That thing was fucking weird.
It was weird. I look at him. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah,
Did you see Tenet?
No, that's a new one that just came out.
Christopher Nolan's new movie. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Well, I know you don't like the Dark Knight. You didn't like the Dark Knight that much, right?
No, I did. I don't like Inception.
Oh, okay.
Is the pendle thingy spinning at the end? Is it falling over or staying?
Well, here, let me blow your mind really quick. It doesn't even matter because that wasn't his totem. His totem is his wedding band.
What?
Yeah, they never say it, but he only wears his wedding band when he's dreaming. And at the end of the movie, he's not wearing it. The totem was his wife, so it doesn't even matter.
So, is he dead?
No.
So he's alive.
He's not dreaming. It's all real.
How the fuck did you figure that out?
Well... Google. I watched the movie like 20 times. Yeah, no, but Tenet is like... He's
a Christopher Nolan.
Well, I mean, Robert
fanboy.
Pattinson's in it, and like the look he has in that movie, like totally worked for Bruce Wayne. And then the way when I saw him in the trailer with the long hair and like the bangs in the front of his head, I was like, I don't know what that choice was.
He looks like Terry McGinnis.
Yeah, I know. Unless if that's what they're going for, then fine.
They did a good job hiding it, if that's the case.
I don't think it is, though. I think
it's Bruce Wayne. I think it's probably like some year one bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People were complaining, like, why does the Batmobile look like a muscle car? I'm like, well, I mean, like, it's, you know. He's just barely become Batman. Like, that's the whole point. Like, I don't know.
I mean, but do you really need another Batman origin story?
No. But they're not showing the origin story.
Same thing with Spider-Man.
Well, here's the thing. Do you really need a Batman origin story? There's only been one, though. Like, it's only happened one time. Batman Begins is the only origin story on film ever. Although he's always just Batman already.
Yeah, but I mean, you constantly see the repeat of it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, his parents died. Like
flashbacks
don't know
to it.
Yeah, if you don't know his fucking parents died, I know you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
I know. Spider-Man. Uncle
I didn't
ben
like.
Died.
What did you think about them showing his parents dying in Joker? Like, I thought that they didn't need to do that.
In the Joker movie. They did that?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I actually do remember that. Yeah.
That movie was fucking weird.
It was a weird movie. I liked it, but it was weird.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I liked the acting more than the movie. The movie was just Taxi Driver, but
it totally was Taxi. Definitely was Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
Have you seen Superhero Movie?
Yeah. the parody? What the fuck's it called? Parody.
Before his parents die, he's like, son, the family fortune's yours. Take all the money out of that stupid little company, Google. Invest heavily in Enron.
I don't remember that movie.
Drake Bell is it. It's really dumb, but it's funny.
Yeah, the spoof movies are funny.
I was like bringing up Pattinson. I was telling JR, I don't know why, but last night there's like on Bravo, there's like a 20-hour
Twilight.
Like span of Twilight movies, and I at least watched four of those. I know there's five, but I don't know why, but I couldn't turn off the TV. And guess what? It's not like FX where a 1 hour movie turns into 4 hours. Bravo. Bravo. I got to give it to you. They don't do commercials. Like,
they don't? Really?
Barely. It was crazy. I was waiting for it, but Twilight, weirdly enough, I feel like in movies they don't fade black. Twilight fades to black out of nowhere, and you think it's going to be like an end of the movie or a commercial, and it just goes to another scene. Mm-hmm. I was like, I underestimated.
Were you a big Twilight guy?
Now I am. This is me coming out supporting Kristen Stewart.
What was the big thing though? It was team what?
Oh, team Jacob versus team Edward. Yeah. Edward.
Those movies are fucking terrible.
Who are you?
I'm not a Twilight
fan. Twilight is terrible. Twilight's the best one.
The team, best what are you? Team what? Are you like werewolves or vampires?
Here's the problem.
I think I'm a werewolf.
He's not even going to be Shark Boy in that whole Shark Boy and Lava Girl revival. What the fuck?
Wait, but that thing, the guy that plays the werewolf dude?
He's a simp. I'm not going to lie. I watched the whole thing and I've come to a conclusion.
What the fuck's a simp?
Somebody who, like, yeah, you explain that. You're the TikTok guy.
So it's no, like, what was it? No Simp November.
No Simp September.
September, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. But it's like, not going overly, being overly generous to a girl. Like, you're not going to go do,
you know, like
more
White Knight.
You
like,
to.
You know what White Knighting is? Like, guys, who's like defend somebody, like, mostly the time a female, like, just because they're women and, like, you know, they want to, you know,
be like the knight shining armor.
But, yeah, that's a simp. Basically.
A simp is even farther where it's like, if a guy says hi to a girl, simp.
It's a
like,
joke. It doesn't make any sense.
It's a meme community. It's really dumb. Where it goes even farther. So it was No Simp November.
September.
Jesus Christ. No Simp September.
Get your acronyms right. Idiot.
I know. What was October?
I don't think there was anything.
There was something in October. But now, yeah, No Nut November is the biggest.
Wait, so do you have like a crush on this guy?
Who?
You?
Taylor Lautner, yeah.
No, I'm saying he's a simp because the whole movie, dude, like, she's dating this guy, she's a kid
dating
with him.
Pattinson.
And he's like, I watched the whole thing and he's like in love with her and like, dude, you have zero chance. So fucking creepy enough. I don't know what it's called. Now I want to make a YouTube video on my personal channel, but like he imprints
on the daughter,
a fucking baby. And it's not like
basically he's like, when that baby grows up.
Yeah. So he's planning.
That's
to
what
bang.
Happens in the movie.
It's I don't want to say it's fucking weird.
Yes, I'm serious.
We're not going to be like.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil it.
But it's okay because the vampire babies, like, they grow really quickly, apparently.
Yeah,
like,
they grow very quickly.
They become, like, adults in, like,
but it's
two
like,
years
dude,
or something. It doesn't make any sense.
How isn't he a fucking pervert that he imprints on a baby? But it was, long story short, so the other werewolves couldn't kill the baby. I'm like,
long
a
story short,
fan.
The movies all suck.
Right. Yeah.
Never did I think I was going to come here and be talking about Twilight for over 5 minutes, but I love it. I love every second of it. So, you know, if you want to keep it rolling, go ahead.
Dude, let's just make this. Can we just scrap the shit we did before and just
that's
redo
fine.
This
I mean,
entirely
I
about.
You could talk about fucking, what's the other stupid chick movie? Fucking 25 Shades of Grey?
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Cut it. 25 Shades of Grey.
That's the next 50
Shades?
Movie.
I swear to God.
I've watched.
They made a spoof movie on it. A spoof.
Yes, they have. I haven't seen it.
I'm not going to say the name, but because it's like fucked up, I think.
You can say it's fine.
No, I think it's, isn't like 25 Shades of Black?
Yeah. And it has like weigh-ins in it. And
Yeah, I'll be honest. I watched those. I have seen those movies. And
no, you didn't.
Well,
you're
no, I have seen them.
How was the acting?
Oh, it's some of the worst acting. That's what I was going to say. The acting is so fucking unbelievably bad.
But it's middle, like, I feel like the audience for that is like,
middle-aged women that don't get laid.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that was the book.
So
movies,
my
demographic. A lot of younger people like the movies, but the books was like
what
middle.
Was her,
that was like the joke.
The girl in it was Dakota. I don't know.
Johnson, I think
Dakota
Johnson.
Johnson.
She's from 21 Jump Street.
She was.
Yeah, she's in the first 21 Jump Street movie.
Those are amazing. I don't remember her.
She
in
was
that.
One of the. She was one of like the cop chicks in the beginning when they're sitting
really?
There. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Those are great
them.
Movies.
The 21,
so funny.
The 21's good.
Yeah. 22 is like stupid,
the
but it's still
blasting,
funny. Yeah.
Blasting the Creed song when he has a bad trip.
Yeah. Can you take me home?
And the other guy's listening to Ass and Titties.
Yeah.
We actually went to Dublin House and I played Creed for like 10 straight songs. And We didn't say that. We just, I did it on the app on my phone, and people just started like looking around, like, who turned this on? Like, getting mad.
No, this is, I'm going
to
ask
you. Almost got kicked out. Cameron, he had to walk out. Yeah, and Nickelback.
Do you guys know Grandma's Kisses?
Oh my God. Why would you have, of course they don't know what that is.
No, there's a possibility. It's old style. Like, it's older YouTube. I brought it up with Via Ripa.
Bro, I just figured out how to use Instagram like 3 months ago.
Are you on TikTok?
No. I'm not on any of that stuff.
No, yeah.
But if I hear another TikTok video at my fucking house, I'm going to fucking shoot somebody. It's just so annoying.
Yeah, no, it's mainly, it's not as much dancing as you'd think.
I didn't even know it was dancing to begin with.
Well, that's what, like, the main people are.
Don't try to appeal to him. He's not interested in
it. No, but it's like, it's not like, you know, basically whatever you like, it's going to only show you what you do. So when I went on there, I thought it was just going to be like dancing girl. Like, the you see the main shit. But with me, I'm on the fucked up
side.
He's
like, damn, why isn't it just dancing girls? I don't understand. Like, that's what I wanted.
Fuck. So do you have like one of those, what's that thing called? Just me? Now me? Fucking, what the fuck is the thing?
For you page?
For you. Is that what it is?
FYP.
Yeah, everyone has a for you.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a for you page. Or the fuck you page.
No, the thing with the famous people do, you pay to like...
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Max is like, yeah, I post dick pics for money, of course. What are you talking about?
No, I just manage girls who do. That's about it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much a pimp.
An online pimp. Do it from a distance. I really like, I'm not going to be like, if anyone gives him issues, I'm not going to like show up. I'm not big enough to do that, but I'll do the cyber shit. Yeah, yeah, I'll block the guy.
Yeah, I'll hack their computer and take all that shit away from them.
Hacking into the mainframe, man. You need to work on those biceps in a little bit.
I know. I don't, shit. No, I'll be honest, dude. I don't do any arms or anything. I just focus on like when I go to the gym, I do, because I have friends who just do arms, but I just do compound stuff like chest, back, shoulders. So, and then like when you do hit shoulders, you kind of hit buys, you do field there, but I'm not just going to go there and do like a fucking 2 hour
workout. Bro, I love shoulder day.
It's amazing. I feel like a boulder.
I mean, I never do.
Do you go, like, my biggest, do you go with like yourself or with like a gym buddy?
I go to my buddy's house. He has like a gym in his house. So he has like some 6 week program bullshit. We have memberships to Jersey Strong, but, you know, I've never.
Is that the one in Red Bank?
It used to
They're all over the place.
It used to be Workout World.
Yeah, it used to be Workout World. Strong now.
Where, did they change the name after Sandy?
There's one
Sandy?
Next to Imams and Wall.
Yeah.
Yes. They did, right?
Yeah, after Sandy, they changed the name. Just wow,
way to capitalize on a fucked up situation.
Right? I know. Fucking idea. My house got destroyed, fuckers.
Let's go Jersey Strong.
Insensitive. Yeah, tear them down right now.
Yeah. Fuck you, Jersey Strong.
I mean, we advertised there, so I guess I can't really say much.
and they gave us membership, so.
For free.
Say fuck you, Jersey Strong, right into the camera. I'm going to send it to them.
I love you.
Is that cool? No, that's not cool. Never mind.
It's out.
I love it. You're just like looking, like whenever they say something, you look
what,
at her.
I know, like what I can and cannot say.
You say something immediately, you're just looking at her.
Are we cutting that?
I have to deal with it on the Instagram end.
Are we cutting that?
No, you're cutting the one thing, apparently.
Yeah.
No one will ever know.
Look, I'll just put in there that you voted for, like, some, I don't know.
Ralph Schneider. No, Ralph Nader.
No, he voted for Kanye.
Yeah, I said that. Put in Kanye.
He only got like 60,000 votes.
Yeah, I mean, Harambe got 100,000 votes during the last election. It's a fucking dead gorilla. So, like, I mean,
dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out for Harambe.
I can't believe he got that many votes.
Yeah,
I
know, it's right? Good for a monkey like that.
Oh, I'm talking about Kanye.
Whoa. Wow. Don't disrespect Harambe.
He's a dead gorilla. Yeah, not a monkey. Piece of shit.
Whatever.
And he died for our sins.
He did.
He got shot?
No, yeah, because some child jumped in the enclosure. And then they shot him. But then this whole movement came out, and then like TFM did hashtag dicks out for Harambe.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it.
And that gorilla got 100,000 votes in the last election, I think.
And then, oh, what's that song?
Remember the lion that got shot, too?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a big fucking deal.
What was his name? I know you're talking about. I do remember that.
He wasn't as big as Harambe, though.
Harambe was a big deal.
It was a pretty big deal.
Dude, what the fuck was that kid doing? Like, he fell in the enclosure. Like, that. What an idiot. Like, come on.
I mean, did the gorilla...
And the gorilla, he was just dragging him around by his foot. Like, he wasn't, like, hitting him or hurting him. He was, like, confused.
Remember the gorilla that like, ripped the woman's face off?
Was the woman gorilla had, like, or a chimpanzee?
Was it a chimp?
It was a chimp,
she had, like, a pet chimp and, like, ripped her face.
Chimpanzees can get, like, really violent like that.
I want a sloth. Dude, imagine having a fucking sloth.
I would. I
you definitely. I could see you having a sloth. I mean, but I could definitely see myself having a sloth, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take a sloth. I mean, I would also do, like, I feel like, I think the chimps are the ones that are jacked, and they've shown pictures of them without hair, And they're fucking scary. Like, Joe Rogan has a whole segment on this where they're high as shit with four guys. Joe Rogan was like, if there was as many chimps as there are people in this world, we would be fucked.
Because Planet of the Apes is.
The chimps would just fuck us up. But they were also talking, I don't know why.
Chimps in that movie?
Yeah, chimpanzees, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's gorillas, chimps, and then there's orangutans, too.
I don't know why I'm bringing this up. They say they have, like, really small dicks, though. And they're like, the guy was like, you know what? Not working with a huge piece, though. Not going to lie. And the guy was like, honestly, humans have the largest dicks for, like, per size for mammals.
What about walruses, though?
No, like, but they're saying because, like,
isn't a horse a mammal?
Yeah,
it is, but I don't know. For I don't like whether I.
Why are we talking about this shit, dude? Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Like,
French toast.
So French toast. Oh, yeah. Can we show that, Jerry? You show it to your camera first. I gave you that one because it has more fruit, so you need that.
Yeah, very healthy.
And then this one right here, guys, it looks spanking. What are the names of these two?
That's the churro, right, and the awberry.
You're like, back to the restaurant stuff.
But chimpanzees, I'll tell you.
Chimpanzees, dicks. Tiny dicks. Tiny dicks, trust me. They're directly correlated to how much sex they have. If it's not a lot, it's going to be small dicks, guys. You heard it here first. Monmouth County meme slash,
the meme moms.
Slash meme mom slash.
What are you getting at here?
The Easter channel. I don't know. This is just our podcast where, you know. At first, we did them so staged, and they feel weird, but I think the love of this is making it such a personal conversation.
It's so personal that Max, you know, his personal deep thoughts are about chimpanzee cocks.
Twilight chimpanzee dicks.
Yeah, I thought of this directly after our last podcast. I wrote it down. Bring it up in the next podcast. Chimp dicks. And they're like, Jared was like, Max, it's me moms. Bring it up. They have no affiliation with chimp dicks. Bring it up. So what were you about to say?
No, I have no idea.
Like, honestly, dude, I'm at a loss.
It's like, can we
go home now?
Another thing to do after this.
I gotta record another podcast after this. Fucking video games, talk shit about fucking Breath of the Wild for next fucking.
You may have a new guest on there.
Hour of my
can
life.
You? Yeah, Jared would love to come on.
I will write up like a 30-page argument.
Go ahead.
Oh, I would so listen to that.
What are the co-hosts' opinions on Breath of the Wild? Do you know?
The one?
The other guys,
yeah.
I don't think Jason played it. I think Matt thinks it's... Matt doesn't like the braking system either, from what I believe. And then Vitaly, I don't know if Vitaly played it. I don't think Vitaly's a Switch.
Seriously, have him on. He loves arguing. He's a fucking annoying piece of shit, so seriously, have him on.
I mean, you got my back on the Batman stuff, so yeah. I mean, fuck that. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, you guys
that's
have good. Both... bad taste when it comes to superheroes.
I have a bat cave in my house. I have a fake door, looks like a bookshelf. It's got DVDs on it, and that's you fucking awesome. Do something and it opens, and there's a fucking shit ton of Batman action figures. It's some fucking, you know, couple cows in there.
I want to come like to your house.
This many comic books.
I want to come to your house.
Yeah.
With my mustache.
He's chill with it. I mean, he is a beard. He's beard gang, facial hair gang, right here. I like it, like the stubble somewhat.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big beard guy. I actually have a red beard. So
cool. Okay, like the Irish.
Yeah,
I think Lauren would kill you if you grew your beard out like me.
She can't handle the beard.
You gotta grow it out. It's No Shade November.
I know. Yeah, what the hell? I'm a little late, though. I missed out on
it. You still got how many days are in November? How many
two?
Days? Two more days? No, two.
One day.
All right, I'm doing
one
it. Day. Fuck it.
Just put some, like, beard oil
yeah, on there. That's how it works.
This is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club, by the way, guys. Thank you for...
Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, I have an idea for a bracket for you guys for the end of the year.
Hey,
yeah, I think you should pull all your memes, throw them in a bracket... For the end of the year, what was your best meme of 2020?
If it ends up being one of the ones I made, he's going to kill himself.
Well, there you go.
I would actually be jumping off the Shrewsbury Bridge right there. Like
that wouldn't kill you. You'd be fine. Go up the Atlantic Highlands. Yeah. That one
no,
might
I'll just
kill
tie
you.
Like, I'll tie bricks to my feet.
Okay.
And then I'll just
that's good. That's acceptable.
You'd really want to drown?
No,
it's no, probably be a shitty way to die. I'd probably awful.
Burning to death and drowning are probably two of the worst things that could happen.
No, I'd probably no. I agree. Jumping in front of a train.
No, you're probably dead on impact.
Yeah, you're dead on
yeah,
impact.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But also,
train.
You know what? How fast is the train? I'm gonna be honest. This is a fucked up bad. Thing to say, but like I have been on several trains where somebody jumped in front of them, and I'm like,
really?
Stop fucking up my commute.
Really?
I know that's terrible to say, but
you
also,
feel it? Shit.
No. No.
You don't feel it?
I was in the back of the train. But I was like, dude, like, now I'm like 4 hours late.
Well, they say when
ever
you jump.
Ever since you stopped taking the train. Train deaths are down.
They say if you jump, yeah, so you have a heart attack before you hit the ground.
Wait, jump? You mean like off of
if
a,
you jump from
off a bridge or something?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like you, yeah, have a you heart
die before you actually hit the ground. Yeah, I've heard about that too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're fucking, oh shit, I'm about to die. This sucks. Bad idea.
Well, there's that dude
that
jumped.
Too late. Oh well.
That dude jumped off the San Francisco Bridge and he lived. And he like broke when
he broke his back.
He broke his back and I think his legs. So somehow, and he says like this shark helped him. Like,
my ass.
To this day, he said the shark like dolphin lifted
maybe,
him up.
But a shark,
but like lifted him up.
So
and
he's like the
bullshit.
Real Alpha Man. Like,
yeah, yeah, he's Jason sharks. Momoa. It was actually Jason Momoa. Long story short,
he unbroke his back and now he's Aquaman.
I like that idea though. It's a lot of memes because we have 385 memes. I want to get to 400.
Maybe you can narrow them down based on
most
likes. Yeah, there you go.
Damn, then mine might be out of the run. No, I probably
have
a couple that are in like the top 10 probably in terms of likes.
Our one last night with like all that slang going on, like, you know, calling things like give me a pie, a plain pie, cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Saying I'm a king of this. If like they ask you call out of fucking plans all the time. You can't even bring this up. But if someone asks me to do something, I'll be like, yeah, bro, I'll see. That means I'm not coming. I'm not coming. If I say I'll see, fuck that, dude. If I'm like immediately, okay, like where is it? Who's coming? Because I have to find out if I like the people that are going. And then I'll, because I'm so particular with that shit.
There's certain people that we go out with where Max will just be like, yeah, he won't even invite me because he knows that I'm not coming.
Yeah. We're very particular with that shit where.
What do you think of the word ga? I don't get it. Ga.
What?
Ga. What's up, ga? I don't know. They fucking talk about it in the kitchen all the time. Like, what the fuck is ga?
What's up, ga?
What's up, ga?
Dude. Like,
meme that, ga. How you spell it? Like, G-A-H?
I guess.
I'll be honest with you. I've never heard that. I want to feel like now you're making me feel old. Like I'm some like grandpa. Like,
it's like, it's okay. It's like the only.
Can
I
you
mean,
play?
I don't think I made
that up.
Are we hearing that? Like,
I could be wrong, but I.
What if it's like, what's up, God? And your like employees just look at each other
ga.
Like,
or guy.
What up, guy?
The Y's and H.
God.
It's not God. What's up, God?
What?
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Thank you. So I didn't make it up.
No, this is not what.
Oh.
Ga is give a hoot if you don't like me.
Bro, I'm telling you, ga is a thing.
Are we going to start saying that? I don't know.
This is like the longest podcast we've done in a really long time.
The whole kitchen staff says it. Really? The whole fucking kitchen staff says, what's up, ga?
In
law? Yes, ga. Ga. It's like,
can I listen. Not that you're probably allowed to do this. I want to either come or take a video of it. I need to hear how it's said. Because, like, if you're saying, like, I say, like, what's up, dude? What's up, bro?
What's up, guy?
Wait,
what's up, guy? I don't know how I do that. I would
found
probably
it.
Just...
Found it? Yeah. That's it.
Tell me.
It refers to same as buddy. Listen to Wu-Tang's first CD. They enter 36 chambers, for example. What up, guy?
Damn, all right. I'm bringing Wu-Tang. I don't like
okay,
listen
now it just shows we're all amateurs. I don't listen to Wu-Tang.
Seriously.
Thanks, Susie,
very much. We're gonna close this out because it's one of our longer podcasts. We had a great time though.
Yeah,
and we had this wonderful food to.
I'm gonna eat this when I get home. Yeah.
Well, you could wait that long. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat it up. Eat it the way it's supposed to be eaten.
You could eat it cold.
No.
No, I actually hate food cold. I agree with you on that one for once. But thank you guys very much for coming on. Is there anything that you want? We're gonna put your podcast links and stuff in the bio. Also, Memoms and all your socials. Is there anything else you want to announce?
I don't think so. I mean, just you know, what was that?
Hot chocolate bombs.
Oh, we're doing hot chocolate bombs. If you've seen them on TikTok and Instagram, you can now purchase them at Memoms. So. Dine in only. So you come in and eat breakfast. I mean, you know, if you got an itch to have pancakes, French toast, anything, we're your spot. So
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, Susie does a great job running the Instagram, Facebook. She's our PR person. Is going to probably get a lot of stuff cut out of this podcast, but
it's going to be like it's only going to be a minute. It's just going to be like, "Hey guys, what's up? We're Meemaw's cut."
Yeah.
End of the podcast.
Just Batman.
It's all Batman talk.
So wait, where are they from again? Oh yeah, Meemaw. I thought those were just Batman enthusiasts. Okay.
And if you're looking for other content besides the MCM pod, look at Why Am I a Nerd on Instagram. You can see our other podcasts on there. Where we basically just talk about what we just talked about here. So it's a good time.
Cool. I mean, guys, definitely check out Meemoms. They're a wonderful small business. They have a few locations, but really here for them. And I know this time has been hard for every one of these small businesses around the area. And not only support them because they're awesome people behind the operation, but the food is amazing. And, you know, I went that one time with my mom and it was such a great experience. Jerry, you got anything to say before we close this out?
Normally I don't, but I actually do. Breath of the Wild is a great game. That's all. All right. Sign it off.
Thank you guys for watching the MCM podcast. Like, subscribe, send it to all your friends, and we'll catch you next time. See ya.